This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here in the laboratory. I'm doing a mercury run here, and people have been asking for my opinion on the so-called flat earth theory. Do I believe in the flat earth theory? Yeah, I know. Seriously. Let me say this up front. I love the energy that goes into people asking big questions. I love people who don't believe the official line that they're being told. I love people who, you know, look outside the box and try to find more answers to the mysteries of the universe. I love all that. But no, the Earth is not flat. And you can prove it to yourself very simply in just 2 minutes. I'll tell you how here in a second. But just so you know, I'm working in a laboratory here. This is my lab. I built this lab. You're only seeing part of it. This is the ICP section. We run heavy metals here. And in order to do that, I have to follow the periodic table of elements, and I have to understand physics and chemistry and mathematics and the atomic theory of matter. And the atomic theory of matter really, really works. This science is real. It's legitimate. It's predictive. You can use it to predict all kinds of things, chemical interactions, how masses behave in a plasma, for example, all kinds of things. And for someone to tell me that in their mind they think the Earth is flat is almost as crazy as someone saying to me that they think the periodic table is fiction. Well, obviously it's not fiction. This is very real. And we can prove that through all kinds of methods. Even in this laboratory, it's very easy to prove. Now, how can you prove to yourself that the Earth is not flat? Well, think about this. The flat Earth movement, which is disturbingly gaining steam, says that all satellites don't exist. How could they? If the Earth is flat, there's nothing for them to orbit, you see. According to them, there are no satellites, which means there's no GPS, there's no satellite bandwidth, there's no satellite cable, according to them. There's no military satellites, there's no satellite imagery. They don't believe that Google Earth has satellite imagery, I guess. They don't believe that GPS works. I think they believe that GPS is some kind of a land-based system. But anyway, here's how you can prove to yourself that the Earth is not flat. Find a satellite dish. You may have one attached to your home or apartment or what have you. And take a large metallic object like an aluminum trash can lid, or, you know, just a large piece of metal like this, and find your satellite dish, and it's aiming toward outer space, right? Because that's where the satellites are. And take that lid of the trash can and block the satellite beam with it. Cover your satellite dish with it. You will discover something amazing. Yes, the satellite signal is cut off when you do that. That's interesting. So, apparently, satellite dishes actually are communicating with satellites in orbit. Therefore, the satellites must be there. And if they're in orbit, then the Earth can't be a disk, can it? Now, the other thing that the flat Earth people like to say is that according to them, all the video and footage from NASA is fake, according to them. They're right about a couple of things. NASA has been lying to us on certain points over the years. For example, NASA did discover microbial life on Mars in 1976 on the Viking mission, I believe it was. They had a gas chromatograph on that lander, which is actually kind of similar to this instrument. This is a lot more advanced, of course. This is inductively coupled plasma. They had a very relatively simple system, but it uses a gas chromatograph to give a spectrographic analysis of the gases coming off of the soil as microbes were living in the soil. So this gas that was coming off the soil with, I believe they had some very slightly radioactive trace elements to monitor that biological cellular process. It showed clearly that there's life on Mars in 1976. NASA covered that up. So yeah, NASA lies about big, big things. Doesn't mean the Earth is flat, because it isn't. See, this is where the flat earthers go wrong. And by the way, I don't have anything personal against the flat earthers. I've talked to some of them. They seem to be regular, nice folks. They're just totally wrong about this point. They think that because NASA lied about one thing, then they're lying about everything. Not true. You can't make that leap. You know, you can't say, well, yeah, they covered up life on Mars, which they did, and therefore all this other stuff. No, you can't make that leap. I mean, I love people who ask big questions, like I said. I love people who look at, you know, the big cover-ups that are out there. And there are some true conspiracies in human history. You know, they're all over the place. It doesn't mean that everything about reality is fake. It doesn't mean we're living under a giant dome. You know, it doesn't mean that the Earth is a disc. And to believe that the Earth is flat, you have to believe that all satellites are faked. You have to believe that there is that all space travel has been faked. You have to believe that all NASA video footage has been faked, which is absurd. Yeah, they've covered up some things here and there, but they couldn't cover up something that big. Not a chance. Besides, you can prove it to yourself with the satellite dish experiment that I mentioned. You know, the other thing is that the flat earthers say that the sun and the moon are much closer to the Earth than the official, you know, explanation from NASA. And they say that the sun setting in the evening, according to them, is the sun just going far away but keeping the same elevation above the Earth disk, I guess. Well, that would mean that the sun would appear smaller and smaller and smaller toward evening, right? And in the morning, when the sun is rising, it would be very, very small. But then as it at noon or midday, the sun would be very large overhead. The disk would be larger, right? According to their theory. But that's not what we observe. The sun actually looks larger in the at sunset and sunrise, and it looks smaller during the day. But actually, if you did an angular measurement of the size of the sun in the sky, it's identical throughout the day. And so the flat earth people, they have all kinds of explanations. Oh, well, it's, you know, the bending light rays are bending this and that. And I've checked out a couple of their videos. I've watched their explanations, and they have no, you know, I'm sorry to say, again, it's not an attack on the personalities of flat earthers. It's just that they don't understand anything really about science or the laws of motion, orbital velocities, geostationary orbits, chemistry, magnetism. They really follow what you have to call like comic book science. I mean, they say, oh, well, the sun and the moon use magnetic energy to cause the tides. Not gravity, they say. Really? That's comic book physics, and it's not real. It's so. Ultimately, the flat Earth theory is really just a fascinating thought experiment that has no relationship to reality. That's really all it is, and that's fine for people to have, you know, fantasies and thought experiments and you know, mythologies that they think are real. But the problem is when they really literally believe that that is the physical reality they live in, then they start to become very detached from the real world. And that's where things start to go totally wrong. And by the way, the flat earthers aren't the only ones who are detached from reality. Much of today's medical system is living in a false reality where they think, you know, they think ADHD is a brain alteration, which it isn't. It's a made up disease to put kids on drugs. Or they think that vaccines have no risks whatsoever. Well, that's absurd. Of course vaccines have risks. Vaccines, you know, maim and harm all kinds, huge numbers of children. I mean, they get financial awards from governments like the UK government, the US government. Children are put into comas. Some die from vaccines. Of course, vaccines have a risk that's greater than zero. To say that, for someone to say that vaccines have zero risk is just as nonsensical and irrational as saying that the Earth is a disc. You know? So there are all kinds of mythologies that people believe in modern society, or the mainstream media believes all kinds of crazy things as well. So really, when you get down to it, the flat Earth movement is really just a reflection of how much across society we have so many groups and institutions and individuals who are completely detached from reality, and they believe these deep mythologies that have no basis in reality. It's true. I mean, central bankers have the same belief about debt and fiat currency. They think, oh, they can just print money forever, and that's going to create a good economy. So they are sort of the flat earthers of economic theory, if you will. And, you know, eventually their theory is going to collapse, because you can't change the laws of economics, just like you can't change the laws of orbital velocity and gravity. You know, you can't change the laws of atomic theory. You have to respect those laws if you want to operate, you know, in a successful way in our world. So I would advise everybody watching to just simply think of the flat Earth theory as a thought experiment that isn't real. It's a comic book simulation. It's like Spider-Man. He's got, you know, special Spidey skills, and he can shoot webs out of his wrists, you know, and he's got Spidey sense. Yeah, that's great if you're Marvel Comics, now Disney, I guess. But there really isn't a Spider-Man. You know, there's not a Superman. There's not a Batman. There's not whatever, these comic Captain America. And the Earth isn't flat, you know. So don't fall for it. It's really, at the highest levels, I think it's being pushed to try to discredit anybody who isn't into totally obedient mainstream science. But the truth is, all of us, myself included, and this is why I'm here in this laboratory, is we have to make sure that what we say and what we believe is in alignment with the laws of reality, the laws of nature, the laws of matter, the laws of chemistry, the laws of physics. Now, there are other laws beyond that. There's mind-body medicine. There's divine law. There's consciousness. There is a non-physical consciousness that is beyond the reach of this kind of science. This is science that's focused on matter, things that can be weighed or things that can be viewed or detected with, you know, these kinds of physical instruments. But there is a realm of science that, as instruments become more and more, advanced, one day they might be able to detect forms of bioenergy that we can't detect today. You know, long ago they could not see microbes, and until the microscope was invented, scientists believed that germs and even flies were spontaneously created out of mud. They believed in spontaneous creation, essentially. But as we got more and more advanced instruments and methodologies and more advanced models to model atomic theory, as we have done in the periodic table of elements, then we're able to gain more knowledge and more understanding and deeper understanding and be able to have a better assessment of the way the world works around us. So to think that the Earth is flat is really to go backwards and abandon all that we know about planets and the sun and the moon and gravity, the acceleration of gravity, the exploration of space, and all these other things. It doesn't mean, again, that NASA has always told us the truth. They haven't. But by and large, NASA has done some great things for us. They've put landers on Mars, and occasionally they put them on Mars in one piece. NASA has taken us to the moon. And yeah, that's real. Hold on. I probably shouldn't record videos when I'm in the middle of a ICP run. But don't believe the flat Earth theory. Don't fall for that. That's nonsense. You'd be better off to learn. You know, go back to high school physics class or high school chemistry or mathematics or what have you. Just every person needs to have just a fundamental understanding of the way the world works around us, and the fact that we live on a spherical planet is pretty essential to being a modern educated person. So I hope that the flat Earth theory doesn't gain traction in the minds of people who think it's real. It's probably a very fun thought experiment, you know, for comic book science or whatever, but it's not real. You do live on a planet that is essentially a sphere. And if you think you live on a disc, then I don't know, start walking south and see if you can find the edge. Yeah, if you do, put that on YouTube. That would be a very interesting video. And by the way, hold on a second. I got to monitor this. You know, we live in a universe that is very mysterious, and there are all kinds of things in this world that, in this universe, that are worth exploring, that are worth asking big questions about. You know, we probably have other intelligent civilizations in this universe. There are probably aliens in this universe, you know, non-Earth civilizations that could be millions of years more advanced than us. That's not an irrational thought. In fact, many, many scientists completely agree with that assessment. There are probably so-called ancient astronauts. There are probably artifacts of other civilizations on Mars or the moon, or the moons of Saturn, for that matter. There are a lot of big questions to ask, and there are a lot of mysteries out there, but that doesn't mean the Earth is flat, because it isn't. You need to be able to discern between what is possible versus what is impossible. And it is impossible that the Earth is a disk. That's not possible. But it is very possible that one day we might find alien artifacts on the moon. That is within the realm of absolute possibility. In fact, it's likely that there are other life forms in our, well, certainly in our galaxy. You know, that's a lot of stars, a lot of planets. No doubt, we're going to find other life forms somewhere in our galaxy one day. If not already, who knows? But believe me, the Earth is not a disk, and the other planets are not disks. The Sun is not a disk. The Moon is not a disk. And yeah, the laws of gravity are still intact. Even if you don't have faith in politicians or people like Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton or whatever, you can have faith that the sun's going to come up tomorrow because we are rotating as a sphere and we are orbiting the sun, and the laws of gravity work. Rest assured, the laws of gravity will work every single day. And because those laws of gravity work, we do not live on a flat disk. So, sorry to break it to you guys in the flat Earth movement. You need to go back to high school physics. I'm not trying to be insulting. That's just the fact. Go back to high school physics, and you'll see why a flat Earth is not possible. All right, anyway, I hope this has been interesting. Sorry about the interruptions. This is the only time I have to film these commentaries is when I'm in here doing work. And if you're curious actually what I'm doing tonight, I'm measuring instrument drift of mercury at 200, 201, and 202. That's the atomic mass units of mercury that I'm looking for. Mercury isotopes are... wow, look, they start at 196. I didn't even know that. They include 198, 199, 200, 201, and 202. I only look at 200, 201, and 202 because of those are the most prominent isotopes in the abundance table. And what I've noticed is that this instrument, it's interesting. Mercury seems to require a longer warm-up time than other elements. And mercury is a very interesting element because it's very sticky in all this tubing, for example, and in the pumps, and perhaps in the nebulizer, in the spray chamber. Mercury is just, Well, actually, let me see what kind of data I'm getting here. Man. Yeah, the drift is still there in this case, so I've got a little more troubleshooting to do on this particular setup. But nevertheless, I wouldn't be able to do this if I didn't respect the atomic theory of matter and the laws of nature. Think about it. This describes nature. This does not describe a synthetic, man-made anything. This is how our universe has been created. This is Mike Adams, your quantum mechanic, joining you from my laboratory. I hope this has been helpful. You can post your hate messages below. Thank you. All right. Hey, I've got a lot of amazing videos coming this year. Click subscribe now to stay informed when I release them. When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at HealthRangerStore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods. And even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at HealthRangerStore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food. And you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.